This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributed over 65 lakh property cards under the Swamitva scheme today to property owners through video conferencing. The property cards have been distributed in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories. Swamitva scheme aims to provide property owners in village Abadi areas with a record of rights. This scheme was launched in 2020 to enhance the economic development of rural India by providing a record of rights to households through advanced drone technology for surveying. It also facilitates property monetization, enables access to institutional credit through bank loans, reduces property-related disputes, and supports better property assessments and property tax collection in rural areas. The drone surveys have been completed in over 317,000 villages so far, covering 92% of the targeted areas. The scheme has reached full saturation in Puducherry, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Tripura, Goa, Uttarakhand and Haryana. The drone surveys have also been completed in Madhya Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, Chhattisgarh and several union territories.
Kendra Sarkar ki yojana se आपके जीवन की मुश्किलें कम हुई, ये मेरे लिए बहुत ही सुखद है और यह देखकर बहुत अच्छा लगा कि स्वामित्व योजना के माध्यम से आप जैसे लाखों परिवारों की आमदनी भी बढ़ रही है। हमारी सरकार की प्राथमिकता है कि देश के हर नागरिक का सिर गर्व से ऊंचा रहे, उसके जीवन में सुगमता आए। स्वामित्व योजना इसी सोच का विस्तार है।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the government has furthered rural empowerment by leveraging the power of technology and good governance. Mr. Modi said this while sharing a MyGov India social media post, highlighting how rural land digitization is reshaping the future of agriculture in India. The post said the transformative step has brought transparency, accessibility and empowerment to rural communities by helping to reduce land disputes and improve land management. It added that this has made it easier for rural citizens to claim ownership and rights, shaping the future of farming. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has emphasised the need to strengthen the country's offensive and defensive responses in view of growing tensions globally within the defence and security landscape. While addressing an event organised to commemorate 2024 as the Year of Naval Civilians in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Singh stressed that the complexities of a country's defence forces are increasing with time. The much-awaited verdict on the R.J. Kaur Medical College case in Kolkata will be given today by a Sialda court. The investigative agency CBI has charge-sheeted the main accused, Sanjay Rai, in the case. On the other hand, the parents of the victim, junior doctors and various sections of society expressed their anguish over the fact that CBI has not been able to charge sheet any other person in the case, saying the nature of the crime suggests that there must be other persons involved in the rape and murder of the junior doctor in August last year at the R.J. Kaur Medical College and Hospital. A total of 1,521 nominations have been filed for the 70-member Delhi Assembly elections. According to the Election Commission, 680 nomination papers were filed on the last day of nominations yesterday. The poll body said the maximum number of nomination papers have been filed in the New Delhi Assembly constituency. A total of 29 candidates have filed 40 nomination papers for this seat. Scrutiny of nomination papers is taking place today and the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 20th of this month. India and the USA have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, to enhance cooperation and information sharing on cyber threat intelligence and digital forensics in criminal investigations. In the India Open Badminton Tournament, the Indian men's doubles pair of Chirag Shetty and Satwik Sairaj Ranki Reddy will face the third-seeded Malaysian duo of Goh Se Fei and Noor Izzuddin in the semi-final at the KD Jadhav Indoor Stadium in New Delhi this evening. And with that, we end this news bulletin.